the paving project. It's more or less completed on the Trans-Canada Highway. It has been causing headaches for months for people between Canmore and Calgary.
This is work that can't be done at any other time of year. I think it was a poor choice not to have some of that work being done at night. I know Alberta Transportation made that decision based on quality of the asphalt. I'm not sure scientifically how that works, considering that other places do that. I think that we can assume that the paving is needed of the amount of traffic on this road.
This led to another story, because a lot of people were trying to use detours to get around the traffic. One of the most popular ones being the 1A, but even the 1A was getting backed up. So some people were like, okay, what other roads are there? And they started looking at some other roads that went through the Stoney Nakoda Nation. This week there was a story about, not caused by the paving, but an accident on the Trans-Canada. It was actually a fatality accident. A woman in her 80s passed away. People were detouring through Stoney Nation lands and some impromptu toll roads that were being set up by certain members, not say on the main highways or the main roads, but from what I understand, on some of the more private roads through Stoney land, private property. I guess they're entitled to do that, but
it just seems a little opportunistic, taking advantage of a tragedy to gain a monetary advantage. But on the other hand, I mean, this is not a public road, and all of a sudden all these cars are using their road.
And it's not like it's the first time this summer. I get the impression people are just getting really frustrated with this heavy volume of traffic going through these private roads where they're really not supposed to be. First of all, with the toll, what is this toll for? Is it going to improve band infrastructure or roads, or is it just going to somebody's pocket? I don't know. Like, I mean, it just sounds like it's an impromptu thing. Hey, give me $20 and you can drive on this road.
It reeks of frustration and greed. On the other hand, like, why is it that we don't have good relationships with our neighbors, the Stoney Nation, that as motorists, their roads, we're not using them. And when we do use them, it's an offense.
It doesn't seem terribly neighborly, but I think that goes both ways. A lot of the online comments I was seeing was like, well, if they're going to charge us tolls on our roads, we should charge them tolls on the Trans-Canada Highway. Like, it's an us versus them, like our First Nations people are less of Canadians or something like that. It just reeked of sort of this inherent racism to me.
I think that's inappropriate. It's not our roads and your roads. The roads that exist publicly are for everyone. If you had private property and all of a sudden you had 4-lane highway worth of traffic coming through your land, it would be a concern for you. However, charging a toll when somebody dies on the highway, I think is going too far.
It's kind of bad optics.
It's bad optics. But I think it speaks to the inherent nature of how our relationship as Canadians with our First Nations neighbors, it really needs a lot of work. Mm-hmm. It's lacking in mutual respect and understanding and communication.